I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Already the 20th day of August, if you can believe that, and decent weather out there for sure for this time of year. Enjoy that while it lasts. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show, in here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright, and we're all trying to keep up with the technology this morning. So people are cognizant, if they're listening online, of the fact that we had to change the way we're allowing music to play on the internet. I talked about this yesterday. I don't want to go on too deeply about it and get in the weeds, but it is the topic of conversation. We did have to stop playing music on the web. We're trying to do something with that, but Kim's got her hands in a lot of things over here in the morning, trying to get podcasts prepared and things like that, even while we're on the air, and sometimes she forgets to hit the button with the music. Whoops.
Sorry
about that. Cynthia's commenting, I can't quite figure out why I'm not hearing commercials here on the stream. When Election Day nears, I'll be happy about that. But for now, I'd love to hear the little boy from Grasser in his commercials. Cute. I get it. But something had to be done with it from a technical standpoint, because they were threatening to, like, you know, shut us off if we kept playing music because they claim we owed them money or something. I don't know. It's crazy. We got that all straightened out. I'm not too worried about it at this point. Lots of stuff happened yesterday. If you're just waking up this morning with a couple of big election issues, it will impact November one way or the other. Initially, I would describe it this way. Denny Hoskins won two victories for the Constitution yesterday in the state of Missouri. And I think it's wrong the way it's been described in the headlines by the Post, by local media that are covering it. Although Kim said when she went to some news websites, this wasn't even on the front page. A Cole County judge ruled in favor of Denny Hoskins' decisions twice yesterday. The same judge, two different election issues, one on redistricting, one on initiative petition, and he ruled that the Secretary of State made the correct constitutional decision in both of those cases to not qualify them for the ballot. The libs are beside themselves this morning. They can't believe this. It must be a biased judge. When's the last time you heard that allegation out of Cole County? I mean, seriously. The left and Chuck Hatfield, all of them, they judge shop down there all the time, from my observation of it. So these were big decisions. We're going to try to explain them to you this morning because it's complicated. Each one deals with something, a slightly different issue, and the left just wants you to say, well, there were enough signatures. Why can't it go on the ballot? Well, because there were rules to what must be in place for it to go on the ballot, and you didn't meet those. And they don't care. Just like they don't care about our Constitution. They want to just do an end run around the legislature. So we'll try to explain more of that as we move along throughout the morning. And we've got Tom Ackerman coming up a little later, about 6:35. We'll get to Tom on the Cardinals. They've continued their winning ways. That's a good thing. We'll get to the BMW Championship is underway now after they had the Pro-Am. I saw Eric Schmidt got to golf with Scotty Scheffler yesterday. Scheffler did not get arrested on the way into Belrive, so he's in good shape. I don't know how that turned out. I wonder how.
Probably nothing.
I wonder how Schmidt fared with him in the Pro-Am. where they kind of team up. I think they were a team yesterday.
I thought I read somewhere he actually did pretty well.
I'm sure he did.
Schmidt's a good golfer,
at least
though,
his
right?
His first drive was pretty good. He had a pretty good drive. He's a good athlete, clearly.
I know he golfs with Trump, and Trump's great,
yep.
as we know.
Yep. From the baseball field as well, we know that Eric is quite the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get more details on the golf. It's going to affect traffic if you're anywhere in that neck of the woods, potentially. I didn't notice it yesterday on the way home, but today and into the weekend, that's going to start to ramp up. So we'll kick that around with Tom a little later. We're going to talk to the executive director of the Missouri Gaming Commission about online gaming and the criticism that they haven't done enough to help gambling addicts. So we'll let Mike Lira respond to that at 7:35. They weren't our allegations. But people have complained that they're not spending enough money on that issue. So we'll talk to him. Right now, Ethan, I want us to get to the top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
From our point of view, we're going to continue to make sure at the Department of Justice that we have free and fair elections and that people trust the outcomes of those elections.
Yeah, that's Harmeet Dhillon, of course, with the DOJ, talking about election integrity and making sure that, you know, people are who they say they are when they go vote. And she's encouraging people. She said she can't talk about ongoing investigations and activities, but she is encouraging people to volunteer to be poll watchers. So we know these elections are being done fairly and safely.
I don't understand, there's no sexualization at a drag show. It's just people dressing up and singing and performing. I've taken my children to drag shows, and it's fun. It's entertainment. It's wholesome entertainment.
Did you know that, Kim?
It's really wholesome. I feel that when I see a man in a thong and high heels, wholesome is the word that comes to mind.
Don't you want little Eastie standing there watching that?
I mean,
woman, that was Angie Nixon. She's the one that won the primary in the state of Florida yesterday. She's going to be, she's pretty much guaranteed that seat to the Republicans because that's what she's on TV talking about, is the wholesome entertainment of drag shows.
I think if you are an extraordinary genius or initiative, I have no problem if you make $1 billion. I'm not one of these people who says billionaires shouldn't exist. I just think there should be an economic patriot about it.
Oh, did you know that? If you have money and you're not willing to give it away to Democrat causes, you're not a patriot. You can have all the money you want, but you better be an economic patriot, according to Ro Khanna, and be willing to part with more of your cash.
The top 50 cities, dense urban areas in this country, in a nationwide vote, account for somewhere under 25% of the total vote. Okay? But those are the people you're hearing from right now.
That's true.
The rest of the country, I believe, is common sense, which is exactly what our speaker is talking.
Yeah, Tom Emmer there. I love that guy. He's one of the few people that need common sense up in Minnesota. He's been out talking a lot about this DSA challenge and what's being talked about and what's not being talked about. And that's one reason I picked that bite this morning, because I wanted you to hear what he had to say. Go to cut number 10, please.
It's already very equally divided, and the difference mechanically, this is what I'd add to what the speaker said. The map this time, there's over 20 Democrats who are in seats that Donald Trump won. There are only 9 Republicans who are in seats that Kamala Harris won, and 4 of those are in California. We're picking up a seat in Maine. We're picking up a seat in Missouri. We're picking up a seat in Tennessee. We're picking up a seat in Alabama. You just saw last night in Florida. There's going to be gains in Florida.
Yeah, his point is, for all of the doomsday scenarios everybody's saying about the midterms, he thinks Republicans have a fighting chance here. I mean, a lot of people would like to bury them because the president's favorability rating, whatever that means, is not high right now. Mainly, I think, because of the messaging by the media and the Democrats on a lot of these issues. I'm not saying that the gas prices aren't affecting his favorability. Don't get me wrong. But do you really think the people that caused all these problems are better at running the economy? I mean, for goodness sake, But I thought Emmer's point there was a good one, that a lot don't get depressed about it. All elections are local. All of these congressional elections and the issues for the House are local elections. They'll be decided on local issues, not the president's favorability necessarily. So even the Democrats try to make it that.
Yeah.
But it's not as dismal as everyone would lead you to believe.
But people's hatred of Trump will drive the Democrats to the polls because they want the local Democrats to beat the Republicans. So we have to remember that, yes, it is local, but it's still the Trump and his administration is still having an impact in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You do what you can do, right? And I think that as long as they're out making the argument, particularly on that affordability issue that we talked about a minute ago, I think that's a winner. Play part of Cut 11 for me here before we go to break, please.
The message on the other side. It's just affordability, but they're doubling down on things that are so unpopular, like gender reassignment surgery for all, and men competing with biological women. These are not mainstream issues, and I'll leave it at this. The top 50 cities, dense urban areas in this country, in a nationwide vote, account for somewhere under 25% of the total vote, okay? But those are the people you're hearing from right now.
That's true.
The rest of the country, I believe, is common sense, which is exactly what our speaker is talking about.
Thank you.
Days to go.
Thank you,
Tom
Emmer.
Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
For that.
See you again soon.
And Stuart Varney as well, I should mention. All right, quick break. We're back with our morning brief.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just a minute.
So 63017, actually, that's where I grew up. That's Chesterfield. You have Jennings, for example, more parts of St. Louis City. You actually have Madison over in Illinois. All these different zip codes now could be included in this. And really what you have to do is just go online through the end of this year and apply. Now, there are certain types of cancer that I guess you'd have to have in order to qualify for this.
Correct.
But it sounds like lawmakers have been able to expand the parameters of this. I know Josh Hawley's been really big on this. Wesley Bell has been really big trying to spearhead this effort. So it's kind of been from both sides, thankfully, have been trying to get some sort of compensation for people who were impacted by this.
I know so many people that grew up there, and I was one of the reporters in St. Louis that first covered that story back in as the Coldwater Creek group started demanding some answers and health surveys and checking for cancer clusters and all that back in the early 2000s. And thank goodness it's a shame it's taken this long, but thank goodness they're finally getting some answers to all this. I know so many people in that area who played in that creek as kids or lived right along it and had family members and friends die of just all kinds of horrible cancers.
Yep. My very first story at KMOV was about Coldwater Creek. This is pretty cool. So we have some of the best golfers in the world right here in St. Louis. You have Rory McIlroy. You have Scottie Scheffler, who are all here for the BMW Championship. I mean, they're expecting tens of thousands of people at that Belle Reve Country Club golf course this weekend. Well, really starting today. So as you mentioned earlier, traffic's going to be impacted. But this is great. Puts St. Louis in the national spotlight. Certainly brings in a lot economically. This is a really, really good thing for St. Louis.
Yeah, the economic impact ought to be huge. The traffic's going to be out probably on maybe 141 around Conway there, because that's one of the ways you get into this. Smartly, They're parking people out at the St. Charles Family Arena.
Saw that.
And bussing them over so they can try to eliminate some of the parking problem as it gets more crowded starting today. So if you're going out there, do your homework before you drive. How about that? All right, coming up, we will get to our friend Tom Ackerman. We'll talk to him more about that BMW championship. Stay tuned.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, so Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now, already wearing the swag from the BMW championship. Is that from this year, Tom, or is that from last year?
Woo!
My goodness, who is using these headphones before me?
It was using the mic. It's okay? Down at your ankles down there, it looks like.
What the heck's going on?
I don't know, man. You doing all right?
I'm doing great. Yeah, the BMW championship is underway at 9:03 when Justin Thomas tees off on number one. 12:20, Rory McIlroy. 1:33, Scotty Scheffler. You're talking about some of the best players in the world right here on Ladue Road. I mean, it's pretty cool. And I was out there the last couple days, just kind of coming and going, trying to get as much in as I can, just going back and forth from downtown to Town and Country, you know. And it's so cool to see them. I mean, these are the best players out there, and the crowds are already big. And today will be massive. I mean, you're going to have 35 to 40,000 per day at Belle Reve watching these players make their way around one of America's best golf courses. It's a massive golf course. But the footprint is small enough to where the crowds feel really big. And, you know, having covered the PGA Championship there and then the following year at Bethpage in New York, they're completely different. Bethpage is a massive piece of property, so the crowds are big, but, you know, there's so much extra space. Here, it's like, you know, each hole feels like a stadium, where the crowd is right on top of you, and it makes for an electric atmosphere. So the players love it. The players love coming to Belle Reve. And one thing that Adam Scott said yesterday, he's the only player in the field who played in the BMW back in 08. He said, you know, when you come back here, you realize how much this tournament means to the community. And, you know, there are some places that they play, guys, where, you know, it's just one of many things going on. I feel like when the PGA Tour comes here, it is the thing. I mean, it's in the news. It's leading the headlines. People are buzzing about it, and it's going to be awesome. And on top of it, the weather's like perfect.
Yeah, it really is.
They could not have gotten a better deal from the man above on this weather. So it's awesome.
I was talking to a friend who is a police officer, and he was working security for the tournament yesterday, helping direct traffic, right, as people were coming in and out. And his comment was that it seems like whenever there's a big golf tournament out there, suddenly the weather turns nice. But whenever there's a St. Louis Air Show, it's 110 degrees. He's like, I've worked both of them. I prefer the golf because the weather, for some reason, always is decent when we invite these guys to town for the most part.
Yeah, and, you know, yesterday you had all the celebrities out there. My daughter was looking. I showed her the list, and she said, oh, that's Nick D. Giovanni. She's like, Dad, he has like 46 million followers on YouTube. He's a chef. I'm like, oh, man, I wouldn't have known him.
Never heard of him.
Walked by me. I don't know.
Wow.
But he's like a huge deal, apparently.
Just a fan? He's just here to watch?
No, he's playing the Pro-Am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
all right.
But you had Ozzie Smith out there. You had Senator Eric Schmidt played with Scotty Scheffler. It was a nice mix of players out there playing with the pros. And then today now is the real deal. So the first tee time, as I mentioned, is at 9:03. That gives people time to get in there. Just a few tips. I mean, I would say go to the merchandise tent as soon as you can. I mean, it's going to be crowded there, and people are going to try to grab everything off the shelves. And so your inventory might be limited if you're waiting until Saturday or Sunday for that.
Yes.
I would say the biggest crowds will be Saturday and Sunday. Those are both sold out, but they're close to a sellout for today and tomorrow. So it's going to be big crowds regardless. Parking, you give yourself some time. So the general parking is at Family Arena. And then they have a great system where they will bus you right in. And the roads around Belle Reve are blocked off to buses and to rideshare, so you're going to be able to make it in very easily. There won't be traffic jams outside of Belle Reve because they are restricting access to those roads for just residents and then also for those with the ability to get in on bus. Rideshare is at Whitfield, so you can just drop off right there. I know a lot of your listeners are coming into the tournament right now, as are our listeners. So, you know, make plans now to get in there and get going. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, you said you were offering a few tips. I'll give a few tips. I've golfed at Bell Reef. It's piece of cake. These guys will be fine.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm just teasing. Yeah. I tell you, when I was out there golfing about 2 months ago, they were already letting that rough grow. And we had to have somebody stand in the fairway when we teed off with a towel, multiple towels, to spot where our ball went, because, of course, we weren't hitting it in the fairway. We're hitting it in the rough. And he'd have to go over and drop a towel.
What's the
so
rough?
We could find our ball. That's where the deeper grass is, off the fairway. And and they were doing that in preparation for this tournament.
Oh, okay.
Because the pros can hit out of that stuff. We were having to pick our ball up and set it on top of the grass because they didn't want us to damage the rough, basically, is what they were asking.
Yeah, I played there about a month ago, I guess, and on the first hole, I hit my drive, and it landed on the right side of the fairway and then bounced into the rough. And you know, we had a four caddy that goes up and finds the ball for you, and he's like, yeah, here you go. And I looked at it, and he said, you're 200 out. And I thought, okay, 200 out. So I don't want to do anything stupid here. So I'm just going to use my 7-iron and blast it as hard as I can. And then I'll hit it like into the apron in front of the green, chip on, and, you know, just play conservative. Well, my 7-iron, that thick rough grabbed my club, and I hit a line drive into a bunker.
Yep.
And now I'm like, And the caddy came back to me and he goes, next time use a wedge. Just wedge it out yeah, exactly.
I would
into
have
the fairway.
No clue what to use. By the way, how did my husband get invited to play tomorrow? Is it open to the public if you pay to get a ticket?
Invited to play?
I thought he was like invited to play golf at some point, which obviously it's the professionals.
That would be this week.
Yeah.
So you're only going to watch. I thought for some reason there was like a stretch of time where people were able to actually play on the course. Like the professionals weren't playing. They were playing maybe
that
today.
The pro-am yesterday
I was talking about.
Did he play in the pro-am?
Did we know about it?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on now.
No.
I mean.
My advice would be to anybody who plays a course like that. I'm not going to give advice to the players. These guys know how to do it. But those guys are so skilled. I mean, they can blast it out of there and put it wherever they want, really. But they want to keep it in the fairway. The fairway looks like a green carpet. I mean, it's amazing.
Gorgeous. It's just gorgeous out there. They do it upright. They were building the platforms when I was out there 2 months ago. They've been preparing for this thing forever.
Who's favored to win? Scotty Scheffler. He won last year, right?
So he's fantastic. He's coming off a win. Hadn't won in 6 months, but he's always been snooping around. You know, he was always there, top five, top four. I mean, he's tremendous. And then everyone will be chasing him. And, you know, it's a massive event. I mean, you have people watching from all over the country and in parts of the world. CBS will be doing it. Jim Nantz will be up in the tower, you know, on 18. I mean, it's a big deal. So he told me yesterday, I was talking to Nantz on KMOX, he said 300 people on that TV team. We're talking from talent to producers to cameras to staff. That's a huge amount of people putting on a TV show. And he said, you know, they're making a movie. You know, this isn't like a football game where it's the standard. We look at the quarterback and then we look at the defense. I mean, it's 18 different holes. So you're constantly moving around and showing the viewers what's going on. And it's great for St. Louis. It's just, you know, you get this great snapshot of St. Louis and Bell Reef Country Club and all the people. And the last thing I'll say is that the fans kind of feed off of it. I've felt like in St. Louis, as soon as our fans are told that they are a factor, like if the players acknowledge them, then they come back louder the next day. So it's going to be fun to watch. I think that the fans will root for the players who are trying to make this cut of the top 30. It's the top 50 players right now. The top 30 make it to Atlanta next week. I think they'll start rooting for those underdogs. And that'll be the fun part of it.
You got to get rolling.
Yeah.
How did Schmidt do yesterday? Do you know in that pro-am?
Played fine.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Played fine. I heard he can play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never played with him.
But I sent him a little message and heard back that he had a good time.
Oh, good.
So that's good. Yeah.
Good. All right, Tom. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. I might go out there today. I'm thinking about going out this afternoon.
I don't know diddly squat. about golf. This is not the sport that I've gotten into.
That's okay.
I just can't.
That's
all right. I can't get excited about it. I guess I have watched a little bit of it where if it's, you know, someone like Rory McIlroy or Scottie Scheffler, then maybe you can get a little bit jazzed about it, but it's just, it's so slow.
Is it?
What do you mean, is it? Of course it is.
It's not slow.
Yes, it is.
I will say this, and I love the fact that we have the tournament here. It is much more, I have to tell you, it is much more enjoyable to watch a major golf tournament at home on a big screen TV than it is to be there. Because being there is a lot of work. Because
just going
you, well, yeah, because there's it's a mass of people, particularly by Saturday and Sunday, and you can everybody clusters around the many times they try to find a seat near a hole to watch the guy tee off. But if you're following a particular golfer, they get to walk up the middle of the course unhindered. You have to go from the tee box and follow the cart path around and try to get up there in time to see their second shot. And then you have to try to run up to the green and see their approach shot. If you're following a particular golfer, it's a lot of work. So a lot of these people take their little folding chairs and they try to get there early and jockey for a seat near one of the big greens so they can watch. They don't ever see them tee off. They just see the approach shots onto the green. There's people have an entire strategy when they physically attend one of these golf tournaments. And I've had so much more fun watching it on TV. After I went a couple years ago when the BMW was here and the PGA Championship was here a few years ago, I determined that. I mean, on a hot day, man, you are worn out at the end of that because you feel like you've walked the course two or three times.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I just want to be, I just think of Happy Gilmore, and I want to be the person who gets to hold the sign up that says quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
That's the role that I want. That would be cool.
Yeah, they'll shush you for sure. That's right. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news for you. Next hour, we'll talk to Jim Talent and Mike Lira, who is the executive director of the Missouri Gaming Commission. He wants to talk more about this gambling addiction funding and exactly where the money's going. We'll be back.
One's
the butter cow and all that stuff.
Yeah, but the Missouri's fair now has the butter cow, which I didn't realize.
Well, thank goodness.
Well, then we're glad for that, right? It's a wonder it didn't melt over there in Sedalia in that heat. No doubt about it. All right. So apparently South Korea, this is a thing. I don't know that it's a thing in the U.S. I heard Nicole Murray talk about this one day last week. The new trend is to let dogs use tarot cards to understand what's going on in their brains. So they got a picture of a greyhound looking at a spread of tarot cards on a table at a fortune-telling shop before placing a paw on one of the cards. And across the table, the owner waits anxiously to learn the meaning of the card.
Can you play
which
that?
Which depicts a dog chasing its owner.
Can you play the drop? Thing. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
ever.
Absolutely.
If you pay for that, I have as a Christian, I also don't like that for other reasons. But also, right. if you're gonna listen to what a stupid card says because your dog put its paw on that and take that, no, please stop. No.
That is without a doubt dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Save your money. Go get some good Korean food instead. You'd probably be better off for that, no doubt. All right, still ahead, Jim Talent. We'll talk to him about this latest threat from the president on Iran, economically and militarily this time. And Mike Lira from the Missouri Gaming Commission on gambling addiction.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.